Chapter 12, Falling Away from Grace. A great lie the professing church spews is, quote, once saved, always saved, known as OSAS, or eternal security, or perseverance of the saints. They believe the lie the serpent told Eve in the garden in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, which says, quote, you shall not surely die, end quote. This false teaching alone has sent and sends countless souls to hell, and the devil loves it. It is abundantly clear that one can lose salvation by giving the, quote, free gift back to God. We will prove this with scripture. I loved this lie from 2006 through 2012 when I lived as a, quote, saved sinner, thinking I was going to waltz into heaven while still, quote, falling into sin. No, one chooses to sin. I would have ended up in hellfire, and I thank God for his undeniable truth that we must share. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19 says, quote, and if any man shall take away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book, end quote. You can't be, quote, taken away from the, quote, book of life if you are not already in it. If that's not enough, how about these biblical truths below? I pray you come to the truth, as the majority of professing Christians believe the lie of unconditional eternal security. According to the Word of God, no one, no human being can pluck you out of God's hands. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30. Quote, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. End quote. So, it's clear that another person cannot make one fall away from Christ. It does not preclude, however, someone's ability to walk away themselves or their ability to be duped in error, causing them to again need conversion to the truth. Quote, any of you, end quote, meaning anyone currently saved, can, quote, err from the truth. If they are not repentant and continued in their apostasy, they are not saved from eternal death. The first word in this verse says, quote, brethren, listen closely, James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20 says, quote, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. End quote. The above verses proves that, quote, brethren can, quote, err from the truth, need, quote, conversion again, and are called sinners until then. If and only if they repent from the error of their way, then the soul is saved from death. Let's look at some more clear examples. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. Quote, some have rejected these things and so have shipwrecked their faith, end quote. These souls were once true believers, yet they fell not only violently, but finally. For ships once wrecked cannot be saved afterwards. This is an entire destruction of faith, as a ship is totally ruined that strikes on a road and sinks. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 and verse 21, quote, some people eager for money have wandered, erred from the faith, end quote, meaning have totally erred, have made a most fatal and ruinous departure from the religion of Christ. Luke chapter 8, verse 13, quote, they believe for a while, but in the time of testing they fall away, end quote. See the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. What does it take for a person to cease from abiding in the vine? What I mean is, what does it take to, quote, walk away? What does the Bible say? What you have done, maybe unwittingly, is fallen prey to the deadly doctrine of devils. The one point of Calvinism called, quote, perseverance of the saint, or the P in tulip. Otherwise, no, is once saved, always saved. There is so much written about it, I find it difficult to narrow down the amount of scriptures I could give for it. So, I will give some Old Testament, some from Jesus, some from John, some from James, some from Paul, and some from Luke, and some from Jude. Of course, all inspired by God. I could also cite the early church before 325 AD as to what they taught and believed, because they never once taught once saved, always saved. Rather, they openly and plainly preached against it. What did it take for Adam and Eve to cease from abiding in the vine? The simple answer is believing a lie which resulted in committing sin. They believed, like many do, and in the days of Noah, that they would not die because they were, quote, secure in him. No matter what they did, they relied on the past to secure their future. God warned otherwise, saying, quote, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die, end quote. Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 says, quote, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live because he is warned, and thou hast delivered thy soul, end quote. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2 says, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you, while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you, end quote. Luke chapter 8, verse 13, quote, they in the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away, end quote. The prodigal son also clearly fell away and was renewed back into right standing after true repentance. Luke chapter 15, verse 18 says, quote, I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, end quote. The son seemed to know he ceased abiding in the vine. The scripture clearly shows he was dead and was made alive again. This is a picture of Christians who, quote, ceased to abide and are, quote, alive again in this life and renewed unto repentance. Luke chapter 15, verse 24 says, quote, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry, end quote. Luke 15, verse 32 says, quote, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found, end quote. The son ceased to abide when he believed he could live his own life apart from his father. In other words, when he believed he didn't have to abide. Jesus says in John chapter 15, verses 5 through 6, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered, which means spiritual decline in this life. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. This is a second death, spiritual death in hell in the lake of fire, end quote. Quote, ye are the branches. This means not your works, not your future rewards. Ye are. If a man who is portrayed by the branches does not abide, what happens to him? He is cast forth as a branch. Since the Bible does not classify plants as living or quote having life like many of us do, it does not refer to a plant as dying. Rather, it uses the words quote fade away or withered, which gives a clear picture to the withering of the fruit on the vine and then the destruction of the branch due to the rottenness of its fruit. In James chapter 2 verse 26 it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also," end quote. And Matthew chapter 10 verses 28 says, quote, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell." This truth, the branches, contrary what OSAS deceivers teach, is not speaking of the world. This was spoken to the disciples, 11 of them, after Judas left to betray him at the Last Supper. He is warning that those disciples will not only remain in him, but also to teach this to the believing church. He also is not referring here to what Judas did, quote, "as an unbeliever, for you cannot have it both ways. Either Judas at one time believed and fell away as prophesied, or he never knew Jesus and Jesus, quote, never knew him." He was known by Jesus and did miracles in Jesus' name, cast out devils, preached the gospel, and was so outwardly righteous that the disciples suspected themselves as being the betrayer before they thought of Judas. Examples, warnings in the Bible of individuals who were once saved but later fell away and lost their salvation. Ananias and Sapphira were saved and of one heart and one soul with all the church. Please read Acts 4, chapter 4, verse 32, and also 5 through 5. Acts chapter 4, verse 32 through chapter 5, verse 1. "Until they agreed to lie to the Holy Spirit, at which time they were killed." Continue reading Acts 5 verse 11. Quote, "Great grace was upon them all," end quote. That includes Ananias and Sapphira, Acts 4, 33. Ezekiel chapter 18 verses 24 to 26 says, quote, "But when the righteous turns away from his righteousness and commits sin and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed and in his sin that he has sinned, in them he shall die. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits sin and dieth in them for his iniquity that he has done, he shall die." End quote. Many disciples, quote, followed Jesus no more, end quote. John chapter 6, verse 66 says, quote, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him," end quote. They for a while believed, but in times of temptation, they, quote, fell away. Luke chapter 8, verse 13 says, quote, "They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word, and these have no root, which for a while they believe, and in time of temptation, they fall away," end quote. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 39, it says, "They drew back to perdition," end quote. To receive Christ and confess him brings the new birth. So those who believed for a while had grace to fall from. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, quote, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name," end quote. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 says, quote, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him," end quote. The next person to fall away was Lucifer. He was sinless and walked in the ways of God perfectly until he sinned. Listen to this closely. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 11 through 17. Quote, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest upon the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, thy sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. End quote. Lucifer fell from God's favor and was cast out of heaven. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, quote, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. End quote. He also became sinful and lustful. John chapter 8, verse 44, quote, You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there was no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. End quote. And he's destined for eternal hell on account of what he became through his own choices. Read Revelation chapter 20. Also, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, quote, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Over one third of God's holy angels rebelled with Lucifer. Revelation 12, chapter 12, verse 3 says, quote, And there appeared another wonder in heaven, And behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 through 12 says, quote, And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angel and did not prevail. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. End quote. Lucifer also became destined to hell with Satan. Listen, see Matthew 25, verse 41, Isaiah 24, verse 21, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. We're going to read Jude chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, quote, And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." End quote. The next are Adam and Eve, who were created in God's favor and grace. Let's listen to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Quote, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after the likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth about the earth." So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air, and every other living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. End quote. Now, they fell from that grace by sin and lost eternal life that they would have kept if they would not have sinned. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 19. Also, Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. We're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, quote, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ," end quote. Nothing is ever said of their salvation from sin. They are not listed with the faithful of the Old Testament in Hebrews 11. He was a son of God. Luke chapter 3, verse 38 says, quote, "Which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God." Thus, sonship is proven not to be a guarantee of eternal life. God promises to punish every angel or man who sins, regardless of relationship or sonship. Many Israelites had the same gospel we have. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 13 says, quote, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be so ignorant how that all our fathers were under the same cloud and passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were for our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Never let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, as they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinks he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There has been no temptation taken to you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you be able to bear it. Also Galatians 3, 6 through 14 and Hebrews 4, 2, quote, For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that hear it, end quote. Yet when they sinned, they were cut off from God and were lost. Exodus 32, verses 32 and 33, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, And we'll read here Jude chapter 1, verse 5, quote, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that did not believe, end quote. Another one that clearly fell away from grace was Saul. Saul had a change of heart and received the Holy Spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, quote, And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass when all that knew him beforehand saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said to one another, What is this that come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul among the prophets? And one of the same place answered and said, But who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, Is Saul also among the prophets? And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. End quote. And 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 21 through 24 says, quote, When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Marti was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, Behold, he has hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him there. And when he stood among his people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. And Samuel said to all the people, See ye him who the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people? And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. End quote. The problem is he went into spiritualism. You can read that in 1 Samuel chapter 28. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31, and also chapter 20, verse 6. He lost the Holy Spirit. Read 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 12 through 23. And died a suicide cursed of God. And we know suicide is self-murder. And that is a grave sin that you cannot ever repent from. Go straight to hell if you commit suicide. 1 Samuel chapter 31, verses 1 through 6 says, quote, Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gibeah. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul, upon his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan. And Abinadab and Malishua, Saul's sons, and the battle went out against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then Saul unto his armor-bearer, Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor-bearer would not do it, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul himself took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men, that same day together, end quote. Talk about complete shipwreck. Saul did not, quote, keep his commandments, and committed many vile sins before his death. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 13 and 14. It says, quote, So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he did not keep, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. The next one we're going to prove, use to prove that unconditional eternal security and once saved, always saved is a damnable lie from hell is Judas. This could not be more clear either. Listen, Judas was once saved because he was the, quote, familiar friend of Jesus. Remember, to be a friend of Jesus, you must be currently obeying his commandments. Judas, at this point in time, was obeying his commandments. Psalm chapter 41, verse 9 says, quote, Yeah, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me, end quote. The Hebrew word for friend is bata, means to confide in as to be secure without fear, and is used in this context 107 times in the Holy Bible. Would Jesus call any unsaved man or devil, quote, mine own familiar friend, end quote? He was called to preach, as all 12 apostles were sent out. You see this in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, quote, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, end quote. Judas had part of the apostolic ministry and was an apostle. Acts chapter 1, verses 16 through 20, quote, men and brethren, the scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of the ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as the field is called in the proper tongue, Al-Kadama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take, end quote. The bishopric was the apostolic ministry. Amen. Judas was sent forth as one of the 12 that represent Jesus among Israel. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 6, it says, quote, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, end quote. Judas had the Holy Spirit in him. Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 through 20, quote, but when they deliver you up, take no thought of what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you in the same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you, end quote. Judas fell by sin from the ministry and apostleship. Acts chapter 1, verse 25 says, quote, that he may take part of the ministry and apostleship, which Judas by transgression or sin fell, that he might go to his own place, end quote. How could Judas do this if he was always a devil or unsaved? Impossible. Satan entered into Judas at the close of Jesus' ministry, proving that he was not always an agent of the devil, much less the devil himself. Luke chapter 22, verse 3 says, quote, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, end quote. And John chapter 13, verse 2 says, quote, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, end quote. It's very clear that Judas therefore backslid and then became a thief. John chapter 12, verse 6 says, quote, then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein, end quote. Judas was a devil now and a betrayer. John chapter 6, verse 7, he says, quote, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Surely Judas was acting devilish by this time, which Jesus picked up on. Making Judas a, quote, plant from the beginning, a, quote, devil, an unsaved man separate from grace, is to ignore the indisputable facts of Scripture. He surely was saved and had eternal life at one point, as proved from John 17:2, where we read Jesus giving eternal life, quote, to as many as thou hast given me. Then in John 17:12, it is stated that, quote, of while I was with them in the world, I kept them in my name. Those thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled, end quote. Look at John chapter 7, verse 2, quote, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given them, end quote. How clearer can this be? Judas was absolutely given eternal life. Further, he was given to Jesus, and Jesus had once given him salvation. He sadly lost it. Many in the churches were once saved, but later threatened with destruction if they refused to repent. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5 says, quote, remember therefore whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. We see in Revelation chapter 2, verse 16, quote, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth, end quote. The Lord calls for repentance from sin over and over again. Revelation chapter 3, verses 3 through 6 says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches, end quote. You have to suffer and overcome to inherit eternal life. Revelation chapter 2, verses 10 through 11 says, quote, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. End quote. If you don't overcome, you will end up in the lake of fire for eternity. Revelation 21, 7 and 8 says, quote, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, end quote. The next people to fall away is Hymenaeus and Alexander. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to thy prophecies, which went out before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and good conscience, which having put away concerning the faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme, end quote. Another two, Hymenaeus and Philetus. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 16 to 18. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word eat as doth a canker. Of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Demas, as we see in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, quote, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, into Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Demas is highly mentioned in Colossians 4:4. It says, quote, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Also, Demas was once called by Paul, my fellow laborer, as clearly stated in Philemon chapter 1, verse 24. Quote, Marcus, Astrigius, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers, end quote. And then, quote, hath forsaken me above in 2 Timothy 4:10. One must, quote, hold fast. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11 says, quote, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which that you have, that no man take thy crown, end quote. And we know the lukewarm perish, as we see in Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, quote, so because then you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, says the Lord, end quote. Besides the above examples of being cut off from God's grace because of sin, the Bible abounds with plain laws and commandments, over 1,000 in the New Testament alone, and warnings of punishment for those who return to sin. These make it clear that there are no unconditional promises and covenants in Scripture. Passages, where no condition is expressed are automatically limited by hundreds of kindred verses stating conditions must be met. How can anyone deny the falling away as if it isn't mentioned in the Bible? It's spelled out in black and red. It's in full swing now, and those who deny it may have already become part of it. A falling away must happen first before Jesus returns. We read that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Matthew chapter 24, verses 10 through 13 says, quote, "And then shall many be offended," which means fall away, "and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endures till the end, the same shall be saved," end quote. Below is a quick outline one could use to rebuke, all the false, quote, unconditional eternal security heretics. Listen closely. I'm going to run through these pretty quickly. Christians, those truly saved to begin with, can, number one, depart from the faith, stated in 1 Timothy 4:1, wander from the faith, 1 Timothy 6:10, erred from the faith, 1 Timothy 6:21, abandon our faith, 1 Timothy 5:12, make shipwreck of our faith, 1 Timothy 1:19, fall from grace, Galatians 5:4. Desert him who called you and turn to a different gospel, Galatians 1:6. Receive the grace of God in vain, 2 Corinthians 6:1. Erred from the faith, overthrow the faith of some, 2 Timothy 2:18. Drift away from the truth, Hebrews 2:1. Have an evil, unbelieving heart, leading us to fall away from the living God, Hebrews 3:12. Be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, Hebrews 3:12 to 14. Fail to reach the promises of entering into his rest, Hebrews 4:1. Fall by disobedience to enter his rest, Hebrews 4:11. Fall away and impossible to restore unto repentance, Hebrews 6:4 through 6. Deliberately go on sinning and no longer have a sacrifice from sin, Hebrews chapter 10, 26 through 27. Shrink back, Hebrews 10, 38. Fail to obtain the grace of God, Hebrews 12, verse 15. Wander from the truth, James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. Forsake the right way, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. Become entangled and overcome after having escaped them, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Be carried away with error of lawless people and lose our stability, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Commit a sin leading to death, 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. Stop abiding in the teachings of Christ, 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, and deny the faith and be worse than an infidel, as stated in 1 Timothy 5:8. I'm going to read a few other terms used for, quote, falling away. 1 Timothy 1:19 and 20, shipwreck their faith. Fallen from grace, Galatians 5:4. Turned aside to follow Satan, 1 Timothy 5:15. Depart from the faith to follow seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, 1 Timothy 4:1. You will also be cut off as Israel was, Romans 11, verse 23. Departing from the living God, Hebrews 3, verses 12 through 15. Taken captive in the snare of the devil, 2 Timothy 2:26. Entangled and overcome again by the pollutions of the world, 2 Peter 2:21. They escaped then back into sin. As a dog returning to his vomit, 2 Peter 2, verse 22. Become as a washed sow wallowing in the mire, 2 Peter 2, verse 22. Worse off if they had never believed, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. This is what Paul wrote about himself. Listen closely. Quote, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway, end quote. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. If Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was so sure of his eternal salvation by being, quote, eternally secure, with no danger of ever being lost, why did he write that he feared becoming a reprobate? The word castaway means reprobate in the Greek, the same word used in Romans 1:28. Remember, he is the one who also wrote all those verses with the conditional, quote, if clauses in them, which clearly state that obtaining eternal life has a condition attached to it. A working faith in Christ, we must have. Let's look closely at the definition of, quote, castaway. The inspired words of the Bible have meaning and need to be examined, studied daily. The word castaway in the Greek is from G96, and it says it means unapproved, rejected by implication, worthless, literally or morally, castaway, rejected, reprobate. God completely disagrees with OSAS, otherwise known as once saved, always saved, or unconditional eternal security. A complete study can be found at eternalevangelism.com/OSAS.